So what we were saying, you know, when you have a large number of cruise ships in port, you know, you get overwhelmed, these small little communities, and they don't have time to be that friendly. But you guys have been very friendly.
That's a visitor from Reno, Nevada, who I stopped to talk to outside of the Valdez Museum. She was one of almost 1,100 visitors aboard the Holland America cruise ship Mazdam that towered over Kelsey Dock Monday morning. The 719-foot ship arrived 5 hours earlier than scheduled due to a minor medical emergency on board, leaving the port and businesses scrambling to accommodate their arrival. Here's Ports and Harbor Director Jeremy Talbot.
And so we have them an extra 5 hours. So everybody's like, woo! Everybody's scrambling because, you know, late last night, the phone calls went out to our security teams, and it was all we could do to alert the operations people and the stevedores and get them here in time, and everything worked out fine for the vessel. It's just like the busing's a little bit delayed and won't start up till noon, and we didn't have anything to do with that. That's all done by the cruise ship. All the vendors and stuff is all set up for the cruise ship lines. All we did is make sure that the stevedores and everybody was here to greet the boat, make sure that it got in and the security was ready to go.
But the visitors didn't seem bemused and appeared happy to have time to walk around and visit the town before some of their scheduled tours and activities facilitated by the cruise line. They wanted to walk hiking trails, eat local seafood, find the best coffee spots, and just soak in the scenery of town. Valdez has not received cruise ships over the past decade. According to the city's Ports and Harbor website, there is, quote, no one-size-fits-all explanation of why the ship stopped coming, citing a variety of economic, routing, and regulatory factors that contributed to the decline in cruise ship traffic in the early 2000s. But the ships are back, and passengers were excited to see Valdez added to the list. One couple I spoke with has visited Alaska 4 times, all by cruise ship. They said they selected this trip because it included stops in new towns they hadn't yet visited, including Valdez.
Well, this is our first trip to Valdez.
There's like 4 stops on this cruise that we haven't been to in Alaska, so that's why we picked this one.
There are 12 more large cruise ships scheduled for arrival this summer. That number is expected to almost double for the following summer, making Valdez the fastest growing cruise ship port in Alaska, according to Talbot. He's excited about the influx of visitors and had these words for the community.
Just encourage the businesses to stay open as much as they can. Part of it is, just being available for the tourists when they come in and be ready because next year we're going to have, probably 20,000 people through cruise ships. This year we only have about 15,000, so we'll probably have 26,000 next year at this rate.
The next cruise ship is scheduled for Monday, May 20th. Reporting in Valdez, I'm Gabriella Palco.